The idea comes as Congress wants users to pay for park improvements. If it's approved by the Park Service, the Apostle Islands will start charging people $10 to $20 for overnight docking and camping, with smaller fees for parking and other programs. Park Superintendent Bob Krumenacher doesn't know if it'll reduce the 180,000 or so people who visit the Lake Superior Park every year.
The cost of using and visiting the Apostle Islands, regrettably, is pretty high, whether you're local or you're from out of town. If you own a boat, it costs a lot to put gas in the boat. It costs a lot to put your boat at a marina. I would be surprised if these fees would have any significant impact on that.
But Krumenacher hopes to make a case for raising more money to fix docks, trails, and lighthouses.
There will be people who aren't pleased, for sure, but I would be quite surprised if people say, I had no idea this was coming.
Already, the Douglas and Bayfield County boards have voted against the fees, even before they knew what the fees would be. But nearby Bayfield outfitter and former Mayor Larry McDonald doesn't think they'll hurt his business.
Nope, I don't. The attraction is strong enough. The National Geographic Traveler named the Apostle Islands as the second most pristine national park in North America last summer. There's a lot of draw. There's a lot of attraction. I mean, yeah, nobody wants to pay any more money, but people feel that they get a value for out there. They get a tremendous value.
If the proposal is approved, the fees would go into effect next year, and it's expected to raise $75,000 a year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.